Since the previous Mishnah discussed a circumstance where the poriches, the curtain which was in the Beis HaMikdash, became tomei, the following Mishnah goes a bit sidetracked to go into the exact details of the poriches, how exactly it was made, and its incredible size. Now, though there is a debate about it, we are going to assume that we are referring to the poriches which separates between the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most inner room where the Aron HaKodesh is, and the Kodesh, which is the out the room in the Beis HaMikdash, which contains other utensils, and there were actually two curtains, one in front of the other. And now the Mishnah explains what exactly were these curtains made of. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the deputy Kohen Gadol, referring to Rabbi Chanino Skana Kohanim, Pariches, the curtain of your tefach, was one tefach thick, the width of a fist. That's an extremely thick curtain. Val Shiv Mushtaim Nimin Nereges, it was woven of 72 big threads, which means there are effectively 72 layers which made up this curtain. And each layer, val kol nimo v'nima, on each of these threads, let's call them, esim v'arba chutin, each of those 72 threads was made up of 24 smaller threads. There are four different types of threads, as the Torah lists, techeles, argomon, tolas, shoni, sheish, and there were six thin threads of each of these four types. So let's say you would have six thin threads of techeles, and those were made into one thread in itself. One thread of six smaller threads of techeles. And you do that for the other three types of threads as well. And then you've now got four thicker threads, each made up of six threads. And then you would thread together those four thicker threads into one even thicker thread. So now you've got one thread which really contains 24 thin threads. So something like that, there were 72 layers of that. Orko arboim amo v'rochbo esrim amo. Its length was 40 amos, and its width was 20 amos. Umishmoin mishtei ribay nasis, and it was made of 82 times 10,000. It was made up of 820,000, and the Mishnah is quite vague. It doesn't say 820,000 of what. So either this means that it was made up of 820,000 threads altogether after these 72 layers, or it means that the cost of each curtain was 820,000 dinar. Be it as it may, we see the vastness and the incredible makeup of the pareches. Ushtaim oisim b'chol shana, and they would make two of them every year. And we're going to understand this to mean that the two curtains which were there, they would replace once a year. And if it became tomei, then ushloish meres kohanim abilin oisar, it would take 300 kohanim to dip it into the mikveh. And in fact, this is even if it didn't become tomei, once the new poriches was made, before being put up into the Beis HaMikdash, it had to be purified once again, and that would take 300 kohanim to do so. The Gemara explains that perhaps this is a exaggeration, it's not literally 300 kohanim, it's an exaggeration, but the point is, it would take many people, because of the massiveness of this curtain, it would take many kohanim to dip it into the mikveh. Mishnah Vav, karbonis are split into two categories, kochi kochim and kochim kalim. Kochi kochim refer to the more holy, the higher level karbonis, whereas kochim kalim refer to the lighter karbonis, such as a korban shalomim, for example. Now it is learnt from Psukim that if kochi kochim, the higher level karbonis, become tomei, then whether they became tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash or outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they need to be burnt, just like every korban, but they need to be burnt specifically in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Kochim Kalim could be really burnt anywhere in Yerushalayim. But if Kochim Kochim become tomei, then it has to be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash in the courtyard. However, midrabbanon, in certain situations where it was a severe level of tumah, or perhaps if it became tomei outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so midrabbanon, they said that it shouldn't be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash. It could be viewed as a bit of a disgrace, or the like, and therefore they said that it should be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and it could be burnt really anywhere in Yerushalayim, just like Kodshim Kalim. The question of our Mishnah is, how much exactly did the Rabbanon decree, meaning in which situations did they say that it should be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Besides Kodshi Kodshim Shenitma, the meat of Kodshi Kodshim, which became Tomei, Beim Avatuma, whether it became Tomei from an Avatuma, which is a primary level, a high level of Tuma, such as the Tuma which somebody who touches a dead body has, or the Tuma which certain animals emit when they are dead, Beim Vlad HaTuma, whether it became Tomei, from a Vlad HaTuma, which is something which became Tomei by touching an Avatuma. So it's a secondary level of Tuma, because it only became Tomei because it touched a different Avatuma. Beim Mifnim Beim Achutz, whether it became Tomei inside the Beis HaMikdash, or outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis Shammai, only Beis Shammai say, Hakla Yisoyif Bifnim, it should all be burnt inside, just like the Torah says, except for one case. Chutz mishanitma ba'avatuma b'chutz. Unless it became tomei with an avatuma, a severe level of tuma, and that occurred outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So since there are two factors which say that it will be a bigger deal to burn it inside, number one, it's a severe level of tumah. Number two, it became tumah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So burning it inside the Beis HaMikdash would mean bringing tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash. So only in that case did the Rabbanon say that it should be burnt outside. On the other hand, Reis Hillel and Reis Hillel say pretty much the opposite. Hakol Yisarif Bachutz, it should all be burnt outside. The Rabbanon decreed in all cases that it should be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Chutz Mishanitma Bivlad HaTumah Bifnim, except if it became Tomei with a Vlad HaTumah, a low-level, secondary level of Tumah, inside the Beis HaMikdash. So in that case, since it's a low level of Tumah, and it's already in the Beis HaMikdash, so in that case, Rabbanon said that, okay, it can be burnt inside the Beis HaMikdash courtyard, as the Torah prescribes.